This way, up the 2-3 steps, and up you see, you got inside.
Max Melman, who now lives in France, returned to Ogerov and visited the house where he spent the first 7 years of his life.
There was a big room, we had no electricity, and we used an oil lamp at the time. Here, this was a little shop, like a grocery. My mother used to sell grocery products, you see. You went up the 2 or 3 steps, so the shop was there, and on the first floor, there were the bedrooms. The relations between the Poles and the Jews weren't bad. Still, there was what was called the Grüne Donnerstag. That was the Green Thursday. This was Corpus Christi, I think, a very important feast for the Catholics. When it was celebrated, all the Jews barricaded themselves indoors. They were afraid to go out. Otherwise, in ordinary times, there weren't too many clashes. Things went rather smoothly. My grandfather was the caretaker at the Ozharov Cemetery. His name was widely known. It was Chaim Meyer. And whoever at the time happened to come to Ozharov went to see my grandfather. It was his job to show people around the cemetery and to tell them how to get to the tombs of their relatives. It was practically my grandfather who brought me up during all the time I spent in Poland.
Max Melman and his family had left Ozharov before the war. They would never again see their loved ones who stayed behind.
Of all the members of our family who remained there, unfortunately, not a single person has survived.